Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because, again, as you well know, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want you to listen to this carefully, friends, because what we're going to be talking about today is nothing short of injustice once again taking place in this country. And frankly, I'm quite sick and tired of it, and I hope that you are as well. What we're going to be talking about, friends, is who do these judges think that they are? Do they think that they're above the law? Apparently so. Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. Listen carefully. This applies to the Supreme Court. This applies to civil courts, the lower courts. This applies to the judicial branch, the executive branch, the legislative branch. Impeachment does. It applies to every single one of them. I just want to remind everybody, nobody is above the law. Namely, the Supremacy Clause found in Article 6, Section 2. But listen, more in particular, when it comes to judges, listen carefully. This is the U.S. Constitution. This is what everybody should know, because if they knew it, they would not allow judges to act in such a tyrannical manner. Okay? The judicial power, now listen, of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such manner, which, by the way, doesn't mean that they're above the law. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. It's the job of the Supreme Court, as well as the lower courts, to play what? As a referee. To discover the law that is written and to apply it. Period. Nothing more, nothing less. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress, the voice of the people, we the people, may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the Supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior. Did you hear what I said? Good behavior. It doesn't mean that they go in there, they play the activist. It does not mean they go in there and misconstrue the plain meaning of God's Mosaic institution. Common sense comes into play. And keep in mind, it was a child that was set as the model of heaven, not some intellectual fool, unelected fool, might I add, that continuously acts out their scope of authority. And I'm sick and tired of it. And again, friends, as I said earlier, I hope you are as well. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. And why am I bringing this up? Because we have a judge in the state of Minnesota. I want you to think about this. You have 2 to 3 million people going to the Minnesota State Fair alone, just in the state of Minnesota, okay? And because there was a couple shootings last year, we were told by the mainstream media, this year a Ramsey County judge rejects the bid to allow guns at Minnesota State Fair. Is this the most insane thing you've ever heard of in all of your life, friends? It has to be. And I'm going to get to the point in just a couple of minutes here where I want to share with the people that isn't it interesting that the president is protected with guns? He serves the people. He's protected with guns. The Congress is protected with guns, and they serve the people. Governors are protected with guns, and they're supposed to serve the people. Courts are, think about this, courts are protected with guns, and they're supposed to uphold the law. They all are, by the way. Banks are even protected with guns. Factories are protected with guns. Jewelry stores are protected with guns. Sports events are protected with guns. Celebrities, as they like to be called, are protected with guns. But our children in public schools are not. They're gun-free zones. And now the Minnesota State Fair saith one judge in the state of Minnesota that she's going to reject the bid that we the people have in a Second Amendment. The right to bear arms shall not be, what? It shall not be disannulled in any sense of the word. We have a right to keep and to bear arms. But isn't it interesting? Now this one judge alone says that, you know what, I'm going to reject that. You don't have the right to protect yourself. Now, one question, because common sense enters into this equation. What do you suppose some mad lunatic may be thinking within himself now? Oh my goodness, I can go into the Minnesota State Fair because now everybody's disarmed. Well, of course, let's go back to the schools. You allegedly had Sandy Hook. We know that Columbine happened. We know that school shootings take place continuously throughout the United States. By the way, this happened long before Columbine, just again for the record. But isn't it interesting? The American people are made a prey to the bad guys because our said representatives want us to believe that we don't have a right to defend ourselves. And furthermore, friends, when I think of even what Samuel Adams said at the Massachusetts Ratifying Convention back in 1788, he said the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. How is it that we have been desensitized, Americans, to believe that these judges are above the law and they have a right to refuse the law in the American people protecting themselves against the bad guys? Because when people are armed, that's what deters the crimes. That's what deters the lunatics from committing the acts. Right? Oh, I got much to say here, friends, because what we need to do is we need to go back concerning all of these said judges and representatives, these anti-gunners, and we need to hold them accountable, each and every one of them, for all of these gun-free zones where people have been slaughtered by the bad guys, including our military. You know, I mean, put this up against it, and this is just food for thought. Isn't it interesting? Our young boys are sent to war, and they're subject to what? The hostilities of a foreign enemy. Right? Do they have bulletproof glass the way that the president does? No. Do they have armed security detail? Absolutely not. Isn't that interesting? And what's further disturbing about my point that I'm making here, our guys go over there, they're trained to go kill people, and then when they come back, that same government says those that were trained to kill on their behalf in an unconstitutional fashion, then when they get back home to America, what do? They disarm them. Americans, we need to wake up to what's going on here because they're trying to take away our rights, and I'm sick and tired of, instead of them taking away our rights, let's strip them of their position, impeach them, and prosecute them, and send the message that we're not going to tolerate. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
My friends watching on social media platforms, you just got to jump around and look for that other teacher to itch your itching ears. 2 Timothy 4:3. Is that what's going on there? Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The right side of that page, you will see Tim Brown, morning show, Bradley Dean, afternoon show on the right side of the page. Or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We are on the top left side of that page. One more time, if you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, because we want to be made free, right? Salvation is liberation from sin, by the way. John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Do check those out when you get a moment, because everything is predicated upon the Word of God here in the U.S. Constitution, because the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. I want to show you something really quick before we get to our main topic, because we'll get back to that. I just wanted to put a little salt on your tongue during the first segment because it jacks me up. That's the youth talk, young people's way of saying it makes me very mad. But I want to show you this. Michigan mom who gavels the tyrannical school board president during speech. And I want to show you the attitude that people are beginning to take on because they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. But again, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and show this to you. And you can go and decide for yourself as to what the voice of the people is all across the country in public schools and municipal city boards and the such. I'm going to show you another video in just a moment here. But those that are listening into 153 cities, you'll hear everything as well. But this first one, her name is Amber Redman. What she does is she grabs a gavel and she begins to pound it when the school board begins to tell her her time is up. Okay, I want you to listen to this. And for those that are on social media platforms, enjoy. This is truly second to none in so many different ways.
The youth workforces this on our children and staff. We are also prepared to file a lawsuit to hold school board accountable to the fullest extent of the law for these harmful and discriminatory practices, shall they be implemented. In only a few days, I'm finishing my letter. In only a few days, almost 200 attached names were gathered.
They're trying to shut her down.
Only a couple of days.
Why?
She takes her gavel and knocks on the podium. Okay, so folks, I hope this gives you an idea as to where the people's temperament is beginning to go. They're sick and tired of their said representatives acting like that they're above the law. No, they're beginning to hold them accountable on so many different levels. And this is grand for the American people. I have another one. This guy's name is Adam Hekala. He's a friend of mine. And what this guy does is he goes all across the state of Michigan and he confronts these boards, regardless of they're a school board, a city board, whatever the case might be. He is a fearless individual in the face of the wolves that mean to devour. And I'm putting that up, of course, against Ben Franklin, who said, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. No, no, no. That's not what Adam's doing. He is taking it to the enemy's camp, friends, and he's setting the record straight. And I want you to check this out, and I want you to be encouraged again before we hit our main topic here. Check this out. Adam Hekala.
130.
Thank you.
It's been a long day, crazy day for you guys. I've sat through some intense times like you all, so I understand what you're going through. But what you all should understand is that you should not have to go through the things that you're going through. Because you as a board have been broken for a long time. Every one of our local boards has been broken for a very long time. You have been controlled by outside forces. We have centralized powers that we have going on in a very long time in our world, like this unelected bureaucrat in Adam London that now gets to be a dictator locally in our community. We're all afraid of people are talking about Trump or these other people becoming a dictator. We have them at our local levels right now.
Yep. He's exactly okay. Right.
And you all as a board have an ability to stop that. But that weight is a difficult one on your shoulders, and I understand that. There's no longer conspiracy theory.
That's
Marxism,
right.
Socialism that leads to communism is here. It has been here, working its way onto your board for a very long time. The attorney system, like they said, you go to your attorney. They make those decisions, and they've been controlling things all over our world. So I urge all of you to fight and research that, because the laws that they're using are equity laws, not the laws that we the people have
right.
Our power in, which is the common law, which is being educated now across this state and across the nation, across the world. We see people understanding what a real republic is, and they're still coming to America because
Amen.
We have the number
it's
one
an anointing.
Longest lasting constitutional republic ever. And people are understanding how we fight for that again. Thank you.
See, folks, this is all it takes. It really is. It's enough to say, freedom was given unto me to do what I ought to do rather than what I want to do. And people are beginning to wake up again. And I'm not saying this in Adam's particular case because he's been doing it for a long time as well. But the fact of the matter is, friends, people are beginning to understand that freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom's given unto us to do what we ought to do. And I'm here to tell you that if we don't get a hold of it right now, again, and this isn't one of those pressing, you better do this moments, and you've heard this a million and a half times. No, folks, I think prophetically, I think this ministry's been right on track every step of the way for the last 17 years. And if you can prove otherwise, please go back and show us, because we will be more than happy to succumb to correction, instructions in righteousness, or reproof. 2 Timothy 3:16, every step of the way. But again, here we are. And what I want to say to you is you better pay attention to what's going on globally right now, because this is what they mean to do in America. Now, I want you to also understand, friends, that like what Adam's doing and this other lady's doing in Michigan right now, confronting their board. boards, both school and city boards, you need to understand that when you shut off corruption at the lowest level, then you begin to shut off special interest groups. And that's what these people are catching on to, and that's what they're putting a stop to. They're taking the game of the bad guys, and they're shoving it right back down their throat and saying, wait a second, that is not what the law says. It's also of interest that I continuously bring up this point of this political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. Nobody feels that narrative more than the common day conservative, yesterday's liberals. And it's a system to divide and conquer the American people, Mark 3:25, as you all well know. Well, when you get away from that and you go back to what Adam just made reference to concerning our constitutional republic, then and only then will you understand that we are ruled by law, not by party affiliations. And when you're ruled by law, you put a stop to all that other created nonsense, the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. It's a foreign language to our forefathers. It's a foreign language, friends, this modern conversation that you're hearing through the mainstream media and politicians. It's a foreign conversation to those that know their founding documents. And what they're doing is they're taking our founding documents, the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, and then they're then bringing it to their said representatives and saying, wait a second, that's not what the law says. And see, what Adam was exposing here was administrative law. And I don't think people quite understand that administrative law is dangerous. What they're doing is they're circumventing constitutional law. They're creating it, and then they're handing off delegated authorities that we gave to our said representatives to special interest groups. Well, what happens when you shut down corruption at the local level, and then you go to the next level, and you shut down corruption there, and then you go to the next level and shut it down? Well, guess what? Whatever starts at the top can no longer go to the bottom. So what do? You keep working yourself up the ladder to get to the bad guys at the top, and then guess what you're going to have when you're ruled by law under God? Once again, you're going to have freedom, but you have to fight for it. 1 Timothy 6:12, and you're not going to have it until you fight for it. This is what I want you to see as to what's happening right now in Australia. I covered this before as to what's taking place in Israel. They're trying to give them vaccine passports. Now, remember, the people in Israel called this. 75% said no to the vaccinations, as they call them, their experimental jabs. The people in Israel called it the vaccination holocaust. And what happened under Benjamin Netanyahu, and this new guy's even worse, by the way, but they're offering their freedoms back. Remember, our freedoms didn't come from them. Our freedoms came from God. We don't work for them. They work for us. But what they've done is they've assumed power and authority that's never been delegated to them. Look what's happening in Australia right now. Vaccinated Australians to be granted new freedom. Government sanctioned hour of recreation. Friends, again, this will come to America if you don't put a stop to it right now. And that's what's happening across America. Americans are awake. They're beginning to take it to the bad guys, and they're beginning to say, you know what? We're going to remove you little petty tyrants, and this is how we're going to do it. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National security officials are warning President Biden that another terrorist attack in Kabul, Afghanistan is likely. The attacks again could be carried out by ISIS-K terrorists. Ida is now a hurricane. Forecasters saying it has winds of 75 miles per hour. It's about 165 miles from the western tip of Cuba and is expected to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast on Sunday. State and local officials in Louisiana are warning residents to leave low-lying areas and complete major storm preparations as the storm approaches. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell saying,
"At this time, I will be and I am calling for mandatory evacuation of all areas outside of our levee protection system."
You're listening to USA Radio News. Florida schools can impose mask mandates, a judge ruled, saying Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority in banning mask requirements. This as health officials are pleading with the public in Hawaii to get COVID vaccines to help stop the spread of the disease. Dr. Gerard Aka is with the Queens Medical Center in Honolulu.
What we're speaking about for vaccinations is if Hawaiians can get more vaccinated, then maybe the case rate and infection can get lower, the deaths, the hospitalizations and ER visits with the vaccinations can get to a better place. That's our plea.
Earlier this week, the governor of Hawaii asked that travelers stay away from the state right now while they try to combat rising cases related to the Delta variant. Yesterday, there were 99 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 2 deaths. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now listen to me carefully, friends. I get to see all these little gloom and doomers all day long on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe or go over to beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, you can do that too. Stick to the topic. Would love to have one of these gloom and doomers call in and set me straight concerning my message of hope. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just listening online, actually reading, forgive me, and I just heard a guy say, like it or not, we the unvaxxed are now the second tier citizens. We are to be enslaved. Folks, this is the voice of the capitulator. This is the voice of those that give up. They love their freedom so much that they're willing to go ahead and sacrifice others to remain free. Because when it comes time to fight for their freedoms, they're the first ones gone. They're the first ones to say, there's nothing that we can do about it. No, what we should do, my friend, is just go ahead and let's just quit. Let's just give everything up. I mean, our time is almost up now, and you know, it's our kids. They can go ahead and deal with the issues. That's funny because our forefathers did just the exact opposite. Matter of fact, Thomas Paine, one of our founding forefathers, actually said, "If there's trouble, let it come in my time." Okay, not in my kids. And by the grace of God, that's going to happen in my time too, where I'm going to have the opportunity in fighting against the bad guy so my children don't have to. But what do we hear? You know, like it or not, we the unvaxxed are now the second tier citizens. I mean, there's nothing 330 million people can do under God when it comes to less than 1.7% of the population. And this guy is one of those guys that doesn't believe the media, but yet he parrots the media. He's a hypocrite, Romans 1:18. You want to call in? 1-866-582-9933. This is what these people sound like, friends. I can't stand them. They're not born of the Spirit of God. They don't overcome. They succumb. They claim that they're Christians, but yet they don't have any life. And yet Scripture tells us, he that saith that he hath Christ, right, hath life. And he that hath not the Son hath not life. They're lifeless. They're like buried 6 feet under the ground, and men walk over the top of them. They don't even know it. And then I think in Matthew 5:13, and by the way, these are the same things Jesus said incarnate to the religious hypocrites of the day. They're good for nothing. They're trodden under the foot of men. And yet they call themselves Christian conservatives. You are mistaken. You are self-deceived on so many different levels. We are not to succumb. We are to overcome. Just for the record, read your Bible. But what do we hear? You know, we're second-tier citizens now. You know, you are, but I'm not. You're not willing to fight. You're what we used to call in high school, loser. Because you just keep taking it and taking it and taking it. You keep letting the bully empower himself. Man, you got to watch Bug's Life. You do, my friend. At least learn from Flick when he stood up against Hopper, right? Remember when Flick stood up and all the people stood behind him? See, all those people were just looking for someone that actually believed the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what happened in parallel? 1 Timothy 2:14. What happened in parallel? Well, what happened is all the bugs stood up with old Flick, didn't they? Learn from the cartoon. And what happened? Hopper backed off, didn't he? Yeah, a bug knows more than you do. My goodness, you should be ashamed of yourself for even having a conversation like that. The Bible says our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I can't find in Scripture where we're supposed to speak in such a manner and aiding and abetting our enemy with our language. But as Scripture tells us, out of the abundance of the heart, the what? The mouth speaks as to what's in the heart. Psalm 78, what does it tell us? It tells us that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. Now, that's not who I'm talking to right now. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God, fixed in direction. See, the children of Ephraim, being armed like you Americans and carrying bows like you Americans, turn back in the day of battle. And what does it tell us in verse 10, Psalm 78? It tells us they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law and forgot His works and His wonders that He showed them. So, folks, let's put these gloom and doomers up to Scripture, because when we do that, guess what? They have nothing to stand on. That's why they never call in. That's why they never contend for the faith, because they don't have the faith. They talk about the faith, they say they have it, but you can't see the fruit of it in their lives. Anyways, I hope that reproof, that correction, that instructions in righteousness was well received. Because as the Lord said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. You need to repent, sir, for posting your gloom and doomism, your underachieverisms. Okay? Let's go over to the main topic. This is what I want to cover. And I want you to hear it carefully. Ramsey County judge rejects bid to allow guns at Minnesota State Fair. Okay? Judge. Whoa. That's crazy. A well-regulated militia, put that up against Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 of the U.S. Constitution. By the way, that's me and you, the militia. Okay? It's interesting how the media has got people thinking that the militia, or the people thinking that the militia is bad. No, militia works with good government to what? Repeal invasion and to suppress insurrection. Okay, so if you got a bad taste in your mouth about militia, either they're a bunch of lunatics or you are. There's no in-between ice there. Okay, what does it say? Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia, me and you, being necessary to the security of a what? A free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. But we have a judge here, friends, that wants to tell us she is rejecting, one judge is rejecting 5 million people in the state from carrying their own arms. I don't know where she derived that or extracted that authority, but she hasn't got it. She hasn't got it. But what we do see is we see a bunch of attorneys serving the bar and playing the game with a corrupt judge who needs to be impeached, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecuted, Article 1, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Friends, these days are coming. Mark my words. These days are coming. People are on the rise right now, and they're beginning to deal with corruption. This individual has no right telling anybody they don't have a right to bear arms, unless, of course, they're criminals. See, they forfeited their rights. But we're not talking about criminals here. We're talking about a judge who is playing on the act of a tyrant telling law-abiders that you can't carry guns. And this is all because of some alleged shooting that took place at the Minnesota State Fair last year. And it's interesting because we're down there, and we've been down there for 14 years now, in the grandstand in the Minnesota State Fair on the East End. And even when we were loading up on Sunday, we couldn't find one cop. Not one cop. Why are they trying to disarm the American people while arming themselves? I started off the first segment, friends, with this. The president is protected with guns. The Congress is protected with guns. Governors are protected with guns, right? Courts are protected with guns. Banks are protected with guns. Factories are protected with guns. Jewelry stores are protected with guns. Sports events are protected with guns. Said celebrities are protected with guns. But your children's schools are gun-free zones. And the bad guys know it. Now they're trying to make it at the Minnesota State Fair concerning making it a gun-free zone again so the bad guys can go in there and slaughter innocent people. And this is my suggestion to the American people not to take on this criminal behavior because it is. It's a perversion of law. If you look at John Locke, he's one of those that helped establish common law, English common law in America. John Locke, Charles D. Montesquieu, and William Blackstone. He said where the law ends, right? If you're watching me on social media platforms, there's the law that says we have a right, right, to bear arms. But when we see this kind of stuff, it says where the law ends, tyranny begins. This is how tyranny begins. And it begins because the American people stand down against this garbage rather than standing up against this garbage. And I am suggesting that what we do is we take the time to hold those in government, these individuals, and these agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. Not waiting until another situation happens, but beforehand so it doesn't happen again. Folks, armed individuals deter crime. They deter crime. And I am just for the life of me, in all honesty, trying to figure out how it is that the American people can read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights and all the while knowing what our forefathers stated about bearing arms, and yet they go ahead and they listen to the tyrant on the bench playing the activist that's getting paid off to go ahead and pervert and distort common sense laws in our country. I mean, I want you to think about this. William Pitt the Younger said, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." This is the argument of tyrants saying, you know what? They got it backwards. Put it up against Isaiah 59. They got it completely backwards. Well, we need to disarm everybody but our guys. Well, hello? Hello? My goodness, friends. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. Who said that? George Mason. Oh, my goodness, friends. I could spend all day talking about this. I ask, who are the militia? Well, they consist now of the whole people except a few public officers, said one of our founding forefathers, George Mason. This was on June 4th, 1788. Or what about this one? James Madison, the father of the Constitution. Let me ask you something, friends, before I give you this quote. Whose voice are you listening to? Because what we see today is countering, and it is foreign to what our forefathers established. Let me give you an example. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, right? A well-regulated militia composed of what? The body of the people trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. Why do we put up with corruption, friends? Really what it comes down to is whose voice are you listening to? Okay? The voice of our forefathers who established our constitutional republic, or a tyrant sitting on the bench today that needs to be removed. We'll be right back. Sons of...
www.thesonsofliberty.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Social media platforms on the right, subscribe to the page, go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, whose voice are you listening to? This is just in the state of Minnesota. I highlighted the fact that we have a Ramsey County injustice rejecting bid to allow guns at Minnesota State Fair. This is communism, friends. Let me reiterate the point that our rights do not come from the state. They come from God. If you believe that our rights come from the state, they're called privileges, first of all. And second of all, keep in mind, that's an evolutionary view of government. It was John F. Kennedy that said back in the 60s, think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state, but they come from the hand of God. Okay? When, by the way, if you read, I'm going to keep going back and forth here. If you read at the very end of the U.S. Constitution, I know most people haven't taken the time to say thank you for what our forefathers fought, bled, and died giving us in our veterans. But I'm here to share it with you because out of gratitude, I'm going to show you. Because we live under them that died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. But I want you to listen to this. This is the end of the U.S. Constitution. Okay, the 17th day of September in the year of our Lord, 1787. Year of our Lord. And I want to go back just so you understand where law comes from. The Torah, the Decalogue, the Pentateuch, the list goes on. And I want you to listen to Article 6 Article 6, Section 2. The Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, right? Every state preamble acknowledges God, shall be the supreme law of the land, not a corrupt judge. Not a corrupt judge. The law tells us if they corrupt the law, you remove the judge. Article 3, Section 1. And then it goes on, shall be the supreme law of the land, and listen carefully, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. And anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. Wow. Isn't that crazy? That's what it says. Yep, that's what it says. That's exactly what it says. And if you look at Article 2, Section 3, concerning the duties of those that serve we the people, folks, all the way from the top to the bottom concerning our said representatives, this is their duties. He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. That the laws be executed, not these unconstitutional edicts. Too many people are dying for taking on the mentality of corruption in government. Do you know that since the 1950s? Did you know that 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones? Do you understand where I'm going with? And I'm sure you are. I know that you're tracking with me. Again, to disarm is to encourage the bad guys. I'm thinking of Vladimir Lenin right now, and I'm going to go over and I'm going to give you a quote, 100 men, gun, and I'm thinking of his quote right now. He said, one man with a gun can control 100 without one. Let me say it again. Why is it, a question mark, why is it our said judges, why is it that they're trying to disarm the people? Well, let me throw you another quote from another communist, Russian revolutionary, Vladimir Lenin, who said, one man with a gun can control 100 without. Well, I can take you over to this pandemic right now. You see what's going on over there in Australia? You know why they're having to succumb to every little whim that falls from the prime minister's tyrannical mouth? Because they're disarmed. That's how they could take their kids and round them up and throw them inside of an arena and force them to get a experimental jab. If you didn't know that, it's because they're disarmed. Oh, and in one side note to that, did you know that just since last week, a week and a half ago, since they rounded the kids up in Australia and made them get their said vaccinations, say they, you know that 3 kids have already died? Do you understand the importance of being an armed people, friends? I hope so. I just got done sharing with you, friends, that 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones. Gun-free zones. Hey, folks, let me say this, because this is coming directly from a revolutionary, one that fought concerning the war of our independence. His name is Thomas Jefferson. Okay, he said to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters. This is, I got to tell you, this is what I cannot stand when I hear from those in the pulpits or those on conservative radio or television, friends. I don't watch TV, but if I see it, okay? We're supposed to come out from among them. 2 Corinthians 6:17, James 4:4. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. And the question I have to profess Christians is, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Amos 3:3. Put that up against the Word of God, your walk with God. Because the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, just so you know. But here's my question. How is it that we sit back and we wait for the Supreme Court, which we know is as corrupt from the top to the bottom? These are the people that said no more to prayer through oligarchy. These are the same people that said take down the Ten Commandments so we can deal with man's 10,000 commandments, right? These are the ones that said let's go advocate Satanism by taking thou shalt not and telling them do what thou wilt and then call it freedom of speech. These are the same people, friends, that have said go ahead and murder your baby at will because we said so. These are the same people that, friends, came in and said, you know what, we're going to go ahead and meddle with the institution, which has never been done in the history of mankind, concerning the church on the behalf of marriage, and saying, you know what, two men can now get married and two women can now get married. Give me a break. We're going to sit there and wait for their interpretation. I'm sorry, their misconstruing and their misinterpretation of what the law plainly says to me and you. My kids understand it. And I'm not demeaning my kids. I'm demeaning those that call themselves judges. And if you would consider the source when it comes to the Supreme Court, you wouldn't put up with the one of them if you knew the fruit of these devils. But it's right in front of your face. Their corrupt fruit is hanging on their corrupt branches. And we know, friends, that the corrupt fruit doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, now does it? Matthew 7:16. Gosh, I can't stand that when I hear people, well, let's wait and see what the Supreme Court has to say. Well, I already can tell you what the law says. And 9 times out of 10, we already know what the corrupt are going to say. They're going to try to go ahead and etch away. They're going to go ahead and try to gut the pith and marrow of common sense when it comes to the thou shall nots or you can. Remembering, friends, and I'm putting that up against the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. When are we going to come to terms with what the law says? Because those representatives don't have a right to violate law. Well, what's the Supreme Court going to say? I can already tell you what they've said, and it's not good. And it's not good. And isn't it interesting when the Supreme Court comes out with something like Obamacare? Isn't it interesting how they rewrite the definitions of words like Article 1, Section 8, and they call it a tax concerning Obamacare, which is communism for those that don't know? Right? Notice how it didn't apply to them. And notice how we're hearing a lot about who's got to get the shot today when there is no law that tells you you have to get a shot. We just talked about this yesterday from an attorney who told us that's not the law. The laws are there to protect you from what they're trying to do today. Gosh. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to make another point here. I'm just scrolling to it right now. And as long as judges think with the Constitution, tinker with the Constitution, to do what the people want instead of what the document actually commands, politicians who pick and confirm new federal judges will naturally want only those who agree with them politically. Of course. And isn't it interesting when they implement that which is unconstitutional? It applies to me and you, but it doesn't apply to them. And that's what I just got done sharing with you concerning this judge who wants to reject the bid to allow guns at the Minnesota State Fair. Notice how it doesn't apply to them. Notice how when it comes to Obamacare, it doesn't apply to them. It only applies to us serfs, us slaves. My goodness. Thomas Jefferson said this, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions. Thomas Jefferson said that is a very dangerous precedent. He said it's a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which should place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. So let me just get to this in ending, okay? When we look at what the law says and what we see these said injustices are doing, you need to understand that they're working against the law that keeps us free. They're trying to enslave us, friends. Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness. Church, Ephesians 5:11, we're called to be the light that reproves that darkness. Let's do it to it. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaLiftNA.com/save.